The Department of Defense in the USA realized that they had mainly two problems to solve. That is, to share research among military, industry, and university sources, and to provide diversified system for sustaining communication among military units in the event of nuclear attack. In 1969, an agency of the Department of Defense in the USA, Advanced Research Projects Agency, ARPA, which was responsible for research and technological development or military problems, became interested in developing a way for computers to communicate with each other and began to fund programs at universities and corporations, given the name ARPANET. During the late 1980s, the introduction of the World Wide Web and the lifting of the government restrictions on the internet usage meant that the internet could be used by the public by the early 1990s. Today, the primary challenge that internet faces is to create enough capacity to accommodate increases in traffic. Prior to the widespread internet networking that led to the internet, most communication networks were limited by their nature to only allow communications between the stations on the network, and the prevalent computer networking method was based on the central mainframe method.